This is the BBC Light Program.
It might not sound much, but it's home to me.
We've been together now for 40 years, and it ain't been a day.
Honey, folks! It was the kindest way out. We had the vet's permission. Now, folks, by permission of one of the Lord Chamberlain's secretaries, we present...
The Great Spun Plague.
My name is Dr. Harry McSquirter, Squirter McSquirter of the Clan McFadden, Jim Thudder of Leeds. Our history goes back over half a decade. I have got nothing to do with tonight's show, so I'll bid you all a good night.
The scene opens in a granny hurling factory in Tooting.
Ah, my masterpiece. Don't move, Moriarty. Keep that pose. Ah, how Michelangelo would have envied me.
What are you making?
A pill, Moriarty.
Sapristi? You mean you made me pose in the nude to model for a pill?
I wasn't using all of you, just a certain area. round off the pill with sandpaper. There, swallow that.
Oh, what delicious sandpaper. Banana, the flavor of the mouth, folks. Ow, 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 more, folks.
Pay attention. I have invented this pill to make us rich.
You mustn't be too ambitious, Gridpipe. We've already owned 3 pieces of brown paper and a conker.
Don't let that dazzle you. We must go on. Remember, there comes a tide in the time of every man's affairs. You know who said that, Moriarty?
You did. I just heard you. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Ah, Shakespeare.
Ignorant swine. It was Henry V, the great writer. You know the old Apollo Theater?
Yes.
Well, he wrote that.
What a beautiful tune.
Now, I must get into this mess of change. Now, stand on your head in this bucket of lukewarm boiling water, would you? Now, I pour this bottle of rancid yak butter over your knees. Next, I hold this copy of The Feathered World under your nose and fit this cricket ball under your chin. There. Next, I haul you up to the ceiling.
What are you going to do now?
Just talk to you. Can you hear me talking?
Only in words.
Splendid. Splendid, my thing, little himing tum.
Thank you.
I shall just use words, then.
Words? It's a miracle, I tell you.
You thin-legged steamer, you. This pill is the only known and unknown cure for the spawn plague.
Spawn? Spawn? Is it catching?
I don't know. No one's ever had it.
You mean that ya-ya-ya-bu with a tom-mug-la-la-ka-long ya-pa-pa-pa-pa-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-
You have it in a nutshell.
But how do you know people are going to start catching the spawn plague, Ripper?
Oh, just leave that to me. I have certain oglers on the Sprotten England Blue and the Bayos
Halakamalam. And on that beautifully enunciated rubbish, we move to...
Me, folks, steady! Thank you! Thank you! You won't get free draws for Christmas. Now for a quick bath. Lovely. Now then, where's that instruction manual? Ah, here it is. Bath night for beginners. Now, take the soap in the right hand and apply to all parts. I see, yes, right.
This was the great National Health Surgeon Ned Segun, who had just invented Dirty Necks.
Flat?
Yes, sir.
Jim, stand in the sink and take a letter.
Yes, sir.
Now, first, what have I got in my diary this week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Cancel them. I can't see them till Sunday.
Very well.
Well, I'd better be getting down to surgery. I forgot my clothes.
The scene, Dr. Seagoon's National Health Waiting Room.
I'm sorry to be so late, but I had to stop for a 3 months holiday in Paris.
Shall I send the first patient in, Del?
Yes, darling. Remember, the rich ones first, national health's last.
Ritual. You first, drop him.
Turn.
Hey, what's the trouble with you?
Oh, I got the shoo-shoo. I got a touch of the birds, mate. Get away, you shoo-birdie.
Send you grey in no time. Well, I see. Getting the bird is a common complaint.
Yes, I saw you last week at Coventry, mate. Yeah. You do all right for fruit, don't you?
It's all right. It's all lies, folks. Lies. I'm a great success, I tell you. I was paid off last week.
Well, how can I cure these naughty birdies? My...
Well, we'll soon have you well, matey. Just wear these bird cages hanging on your legs and take this bird line 3 times a second.
Oh, lovely.
Who's next?
The rail in quartet.
What's wrong with him?
Cop this.
Terrible illness that must be. And now I have pleasure in announcing a knock at the door.
I have pleasure in saying, come in!
Ah, dear Dr. Ned, I bring you a man stricken with a dread disease. He is Count Jim Kidney Wiper Moriarty.
Save me, Doctor!
Right, just lay on his back.
Right.
Just run the stethoscope over his pockets. Good. This man is suffering from poverty. Take this bottle of pound notes and inject them into his wallet 3 times a day.
Oh, what a lovely medicine. Oh!
Dear surgeon, you have overlooked one terrifying aspect of the dear Count's condition. This man has the spawn plague.
I've never heard of it.
That is because the Count is the first man to have caught it.
Are you sure?
He has all the symptoms, namely bare knees.
Is it catching?
Yes. Stand back, please. Oh, I'm too late. Yes, you've already caught it. You have got the bare knees.
No, I haven't.
Roll your trousers up. There, bare knees.
Ah! I've got the spawn! Ah!
Even as Seguin is stricken with the spawn, the British Medical Council were quick to seek a cure.
And so, gentlemen, I must conclude by drawing your attention.
What? Speak up.
Quiet, please. I must draw your attention to the fact that the use of leeches is not only useless, but harmful.
Gentlemen.
Lose my stethoscope license, eh?
I maintain that I have used leeches for years, and not one of them has ever been ill.
Bravo! There's proof for you, indeed.
Yes. I might add that neither have I received any complaints from the patient's next of kin.
A new malignant plague is upon us.
Good business is looking up.
Whose business is looking up?
Bird watchers. Oh, jolly gosh.
I don't wish to know you. The plague, I tell you, the plague, the fearsome and fearful plague.
Oh, splendid. We haven't had a good plague for years.
Yes, oh. None does get out of touch.
Gentlemen, please. Every patient that I examined this morning at a nominal fee of 20 guineas has the spawn plague.
I see.
Even I have it at a nominal fee of 2 and 6. The symptoms are bare knees. Roll your trouser legs up.
Oh, dear. We've got it.
We've all got it. There's only one cure. Try and run away from your knees.
The spawn plague spread like wildfire. Everywhere we're going down with it. Several people went up with it. And one gentleman was known to have gone sideways with it. The country was in a turmoil, as one minister remarked.
They've never had it so good.
Meantime, in a new satellite town slum.
Oh, dear. Men, modern men. Men, modern men.
Oh. What is it, Cocky?
What have you put on the roof?
Can you say that line again? Because I can't answer the next one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What is it, Cocky?
Where have you put the roof?
I sent it to the menders. It was leaking, Cocky.
Oh, dear modern men. It's freezing cold in here, men.
I know. Well, yes, sit nearer to Africa. It's warmer there, you know.
Yes, there's nothing like Africa to keep you nice and
nothing
warm.
Nothing like an Africa, buddy, I tell you.
Folks, do away with dirty coal. Keep yourselves warm with Africa. Africa is now on sale to anyone who wants to make it a second India.
You hear that, men? You hear that, men?
They'll knock Africa down and build flats there, Cocky. You mark what I say.
I wish Disraeli was back, Min.
He will be, Henry. He's just gone down to the shops. Oh, that's him. I wonder if he brought the sulfur with him. Uh-huh. Come in. Morning. Wait a minute, it's evening.
No.
Evening.
Come in, Dr. Ned.
Come in, need I.
How's the spawn plague?
Oh, doctor, is there no cure?
None.
News, Neddy. Yeah. I have found the cure. This bottle of pills, 10 shillings, please. Tar, Ned, and the sailor's farewell.
Oh. And so saying, he went to the door and disappeared into the night.
Did I? Well, I might have been told a bit sooner than this.
And so saying, he went...
Yes, they know that, yes.
And so saying, I read the instructions on the pills. Take 3 paces south, stretch out the right arm, roll down the trouser legs. Eureka! Huzzah, folks! My bare knees have gone! Taxi!
Yes, mate.
The Ministry of Health and Dirt, please.
Right.
There must be a cure for this, I tell you. I can't go out in the street. I mean, I... Oh, a taxi.
Yes, it's a new type.
Come in.
I am in.
He am in.
But look, I'm here on business.
It's the quickest way. I always travel on business. Sit down, please. Every chair a whoopee cushion. Here's my brochure. And an interesting health picture of Sabrina.
Thank you. And here is a photograph of her clothes.
Good heavens. Who is that man inside them?
It's me.
Get out, you fool.
I'm no fool. How?
Careful, madam. Oh. Now, Neddy, darling. Oh, dear. You know, that's quite upset me.
Bloodlock, here's a statue waiting to be unveiled.
Oh, it's a statue of you saying...
I've discovered a cure for spawn plague.
Thank you. And here is a wood carving of me saying... There must be a cure for it, I know.
Yes, and that cure is these anti-spawn pills.
Splendid. Now, sir, you will find my static water tank in the attic.
Interested in your water tank.
So, that's your attitude. Well, sir, I am not interested in your water tank.
But you're insulting the plumbing I love. Just take that.
Plutchy!
It's Max Gildray. Run for it!
Max Gildray is now appearing at the St. James's Theatre, London. Mr. Gildray will shortly be demolished to make way for offices. I have great pleasure now in announcing the Chord of C.
Can you hear that sound, folks? Money. M-O-N-E-Y. Pronounced
Money.
The anti-spawn fields are setting like wildfire. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Goodbye.
Yes?
Meantime, in a government laboratory.
Thank you.
Listen, Goodbye. I can hear the best brains that low wages can buy.
Don't you take no notice of them echoes.
I won't take any notice of them echoes.
Now, my good man, to our work. Remember, we're boy scientists working for our country.
Dab, dab, dob, dob.
Picks up Union Jack, cleans boots.
Here, Bottle, I got a rise yesterday.
How much?
3 inches.
Oh. What did you get it that for, brainy man?
I'll tell you. Come here. I wrote a tune.
Oh. Well, would you play it for me, then?
Okay.
I wish I was musical.
Come on, then. Come on, folks. Let's all join in the chorus.
What a grand sight to see the studio audience hammering nails into each other.
All right, for tunes. Now to the anti-spun experiment. Roll up your trousers for the injection.
There.
Yeah, you're cured. You ain't got bare knees.
No, I always wear long underpants.
Then we got the answer to spun.
Yes, folks, the Ministry of Health acted immediately. Within 30 years, everyone had been immunized with long woolen underpants.
Ah, grit pipe, we're ruined. R-U-I-N-E-D, pronounced...
ruined.
Foiled by long woolen things, but I'll get even, Marky. Taxi!
Oh, where to, Jim? Where to, Jim? Thank you, Jim Pants. Thank you, Jim Pants. You all get a free taxi.
Drive me up the wall.
Right.
Thank you. How much?
That's 4 and 6. Pronounced?
10 bob.
Right. Take it out of this.
Thank you, Jim, but I don't like shooting, Jim. Jim.
Mariotti, where's Neddy?
He's in the Scotland.
What? Right, let's go and see him.
Right!
Hello. How nice to see you, lad.
Bad news, Neddy, bad news. Roll up your kilt. Not too high, Neddy, not too high.
Gaddy, Marquis, Gaddy. Gaddy. He's got it, Mariotti.
What have I got?
You've got the quodge.
The quodge?
The dreaded quodge.
What's the symptoms?
It's bare knees covered with long underpants.
I've got him! I've got the quodge!
The quodge spread through Scotland like wildfire. The hospitals were full of quodge victims. It was a terrible sight to see those knees covered with long underpants. So that the disease did not spread, a great wall was built by the English to keep the quodge north of the border. Contractor Jim Hadrian.
Halt! Who goes there, the new?
Please do not shoot. We are twinned in gentlemen western style. We are here to investigate the court on behalf of the Indian government, I'm telling you.
Advance and be recognized.
Sir, what are you talking? I do not see the point, sir. You have never seen us before. Therefore, it is in the extreme of possibilities that you will not recognize us now. Is that right, sir? Is that not right,
absolutely.
Absolutely right.
I must concur with Mr. Banerjee here. Mm-hmm. I can recognize him, and he in turn can recognize me. You understand that?
That is right. There is much truth in what you are saying, Mr. Dalkakar.
Indeed,
much
yes, man. Truth. Indeed, yes, I'm telling you.
Tell us, man. Tell us, man.
Every morning, I'm telling you. Every morning.
Every morning.
I am arising from my chapoy, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I am seeing myself, and I say, hello there. There you are again, my fine fellow. That's what I call you.
Here, listen. You'll both get a bullet up your back if you're no away.
Please help your soldier. Please let us explain. We are selling ties.
Ties, you understand? Ow! Good heavens!
Well done, sentry. It's patriotism like that that's made Egypt what it is today.
Oh. Oh, is it? And what is it today?
Thursday.
Oh, it's my day off.
Right, open the gates, Moriarty, right, and let the stricken masses through.
Come on, the people with the horns. Hey. This way, come on. Come on, you hairy Scotch fox, and get your medicine.
This way, Scottish people. Don't panic. I have here on this stall a cure for the quad. I am a... Thank you, thank you. And one to the gentleman over there.
One over there. Two bottles over here.
The swine didn't recognize me. I've got a bottle of this anti-quadge mixture. What does it say?
To cure the quadge, swallow the pill.
Good. A talking bottle.
Yes. Now remove long underpants.
Good. Cured. Not a trace of long underpants left. But wait. Bare knees. That means I've got the spot again.
I have a cure here.
Perfect. Swallow a pill, pull on underpants. Cured. Wait a minute. Long underpants. That's the quadge. I've got the quadge.
Dinner.
I've got the quadge.
Dinner is served, gentlemen.
Oh, well, down the old canteen now. Good night, folks. Go on.
You can come out now. It's all right. You can come out. It's all over. Pronounced.
Over.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan and George Chisholm, with the Raylinger Quartet, Max Goldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by John Antrobus and Spike Milligan. Announcer Wallace Keith said, the program produced by Charles Chilton.